24 minutes of football remaining for you. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you as we get ready to kick things off in the second half. Stepped out of the press box for a minute at halftime. It's kind of chilly. Jared's not aware of this, but I plan to snuggle up with him here in the second half probably. I'm kind of cold, Jared. Is that a problem?
I have to tell you that going into this, it's a you had originally told me that we were going to be on top of the press box. And looking at the weather, I kind of was wondering.
I'm glad we're not.
We are not going to be on it. And after walking outside during halftime to go down and get me a Coke, I realized how much I really am glad that we're not on top because the wind is howling and it's got some chill to it.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Texans now have come out onto the field. Bandera will get the football to start this second half, and we say it every Friday night. We can say it again tonight. First drive of the second half, so important on both sides of the field, especially for Bandera trailing 26-7. The Bulldogs need to make some hay pretty quickly if they're going to get back in this ball game.
Well, and they came out with a spark in the first half. If you remember, opening kickoff, a onside kick, scored 42 seconds later. Came back again with another onside kick and recovered it. So they came out with a jump in that first half, and Texans looking to do the same here. Obviously going to start out on defense, but a 26-7 lead. Obviously Coach Warren in the halftime speech got to be happy. Probably some unhappy things, just some of the execution, but got to be happy with 26-7 lead coming into the second half.
Jack Cole will kick things off. He'll have the wind at his back, so Texans will have the wind in this third period, and again, Bandera will have the football to start things off. So glad that you've joined us on the Sun Radio Sports Network, KOA 104.1 FM, WimberleyRadio.org, and we're underway in the second half. A very short kickoff is taken by Bandera, and they're able to push it forward out to the 38-yard line. I thought Texans might have a deeper kickoff with that big win behind them, but not the case. Bandera will get it at their own 38, first down and 10. And it took exactly one play for the officials to have to gather and talk about something. Didn't we have enough of that in the first half, Jared?
I thought maybe at halftime they would talk and really kind of
iron things out.
Discuss the plans for the Texas OU game, which is tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, thanks for bringing that up.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm afraid what might happen to my Longhorns in the morning.
Oh, he of little faith, sir.
Well, I've seen them play the last couple of games. At any rate, the delay continues here. The ball is spotted at the 38-yard line. I have no idea what this is all about. We have played exactly 2 seconds in the second half.
I don't believe we're in a rain delay.
No.
Maybe a human rain delay.
Maybe so.
I think he just asked him what time the UT game starts tomorrow.
Well, it kicks off at 11. I'm not sure when UT will start playing. Hopefully around 11 as well. Adams, the quarterback, gone the distance for the Bulldogs.
All right, ball set. We're ready to go.
In the shotgun, he will turn and give it to Bess up the middle. Fights forward for about a yard to the 39-yard line, 39 and a half. Second down and 9. Nothing fancy about that. Bess had a little bit of success there in that second quarter.
Yeah, he on that play, he ran into the young man that wears the number 25, Ben Garza, as so many running backs have this year.
Second down and 9 now for the Bulldogs offense. Adams back to throw, looks over the middle, flips it, caught, 45-50, first down and more. First down inside of Wimberley territory. That is caught by Ben Shackelford. Spotted at the Texans' 47-yard line. Nice pitch and catch from Adams to Shackelford.
First and 10 on Wimberley's 47-yard line.
Yeah, we hadn't mentioned Ben's name a lot tonight for whatever reason.
No, Ben you could probably name Ben pretty much on every play if you really wanted to.
Yeah,
but
you're probably right about that. Here's Best now right up the middle. And speaking of Ben Garza, he pops him, but not before Best steps off about 5 yards, second down and five.
Yeah, Best is hard running hard right now. We were talking about it during the halftime break with some of the people here in the press box. He's a tough runner. He's kind of their go-to big boy, and he's gained some tough yards tonight, that's for sure.
Spotting it at the Wimberley 42-yard line. Second down and five. Bandera on the move here against this wind. You can probably hear it in our crowd mic. Gives you a little flavor of what we're seeing here at the ball game as Adams on the option play looked like he kind of tripped himself in the backfield, lost a couple of yards. Third down and seven.
Yeah, he did that as well. He was kind of going with the option fake right there and kind of carried with him, and it looks like he may have tripped and got into the feet of the running back and just kind of fell forward a little bit and ended up really just falling back almost towards line of scrimmage, maybe a 1-2 yard loss.
Adams listed at 5'10". I don't know. That's kind of generous, looks to me like. Maybe not. A lot of movement before the snap and flags on the play. Adams a little frustrated about that. There was a lot of movement, and they're going to back up the Bulldogs 5.
Yeah, when you see something like that happen, you've got the receivers on the outside releasing. You've got your linemen releasing. You kind of look towards the center and think, he may have missed a snap on that one.
They're going to put it back at midfield. So third down now and 13 for Bandera. Just underway in the second half. Wimberley leading it 26-7. Adams has Harvey in the backfield with him now. Trips to the right, and he's going to roll that way. No, he's going to look back left and screen. Screen pass is caught, but brought down quickly after a gain of 5 as Hex. It'll be fourth down now for Bandera. Fourth down and 8, Jared.
Yeah, good play by Rutherford right there, too. Really coming back across, noticing the screen. He was rushing the passer and kind of pretty much stopped what he was doing, turned his field, and ended up stopping him fourth down and fourth down 7 here. I don't know if we're going to see a punt or not. We're seeing a
Cheshire is back to punt now.
He is going to drop back to punt now.
And keep in mind, he looked like he wanted to throw once in the first half on a punt. Ended up punting the ball away, but we'll keep that in mind here. Takes the snap, looking. He is going to throw it. Throws it over the middle, incomplete. Had a receiver. He had Shackelford open, Jared, and just missed him. Texans will take over on downs.
That was a good call right there by you. He kind of did that old the Tim Tebow fake on the first one, kind of went towards it and ended up just a little pooch punt. Ended up only getting 15, 16 yards out of the punt the first time, and but did look like he wanted to throw it. Of course, that one obviously it did end up throwing it and overthrowed his receiver just a little bit. Texans take over first and 10 from the 45-yard line.
Cheshire is a little frustrated on the sidelines. He knows he had Shackelford open.
Yeah, as a special teams player, when you get that chance, you really want to make sure you take care of it. And it's he had him wide open, but just couldn't get it.
Texans have it at their own 45-yard line. Cockerham with the handoff, left side. No, that's Kipris, I believe. And he's able to get 2 yards, maybe 3, second down and 7. Flag on this side of the field, though.
We have a flag on the play.
Thrown by the lines judge.
Almost in the area of sideline warning over here. I'm not real sure. It was looked to be a pretty late flag as well.
They warned him about sideline once in the first half. See if that's the call. You know coaches hate that, don't they?
Yeah.
They hate that sideline warning call, don't they? Come on, ref.
That's a tough one. You're trying to get out there. You're trying to talk to your kids. Play's almost over. I didn't see it come out until real late.
That's going to be personal foul against Wimberley. So they're going to back them up 15 yards. I didn't see that either. Whatever the case, they're going to back them up to the 33-yard line, which is kind of weird because the original line of scrimmage was the 45, right?
That is correct. That would have been a spot foul.
12-yard penalty? What's that about?
I guess a spot foul on the personal foul.
Don't
maybe
they get first down over again or not?
I believe it was probably after the play, maybe.
JoJo Weeks, okay. JoJo Weeks now is going to throw it over the middle. He's got a man, and it's caught. Caught down to the Bandera 33-yard line. It's Wyatt Mann, first down.
And Wyatt's been really getting out there and getting wide open in the middle of the field several times. We've seen him tonight. And, you know, just kind of weren't able to connect. Him and JoJo connect right there. Great throw by JoJo, stepping up in the pocket and releasing that ball, giving Wyatt a chance to catch it. And Wyatt goes up, catches the ball.
He had pretty good protection there, too, didn't he, Jared?
We've seen that really throughout the night. Those big guys up front are not getting enough credit. We don't talk about them enough. They've done a great job. I don't know if JoJo's hit on his back yet tonight.
No, I don't think he has. Kipris now with a little middle handoff. He gets it to the 30-yard line. Pick up a 3-second down at 7. Yeah, they've done a really good job. And just from the naked eye, it looks like Texans have a decided size advantage tonight. That's not always the case every Friday night with Wimberley.
No, they've got some big boys up there. You know, we continue to talk about Big Luke Snow, Ian Burnett, some of those guys. Even the smaller ones. Obviously, it's Ian and Luke are real big. But even some of those smaller guys, man, they're really doing a great job up there protecting JoJo tonight.
JoJo flips it right side. That's out to Crowder near the first down on the far sideline, inside the 25. Let's see where they spot it. You always know it's close to the first down when the first down chains holder drops it and bails out of the way. Looks like they're going to spot him about a yard short at the 24-yard line. It'll be third down and Kipris in the backfield with JoJo Weeks. Stover in motion toward us. Here's the give up the middle to Kipris. He's got the first down before he is slammed down, but his forward progress got to about the 20. It'll be first down and 10.
He is tackled by number 25, Ryan Smith. Wimberly's going to be first and 10.
First down and 10 for Wimberly. Ball at the Bandera 20-yard line. It's the first possession of the second half for the Texans. And they're on the move here with 7 minutes left to play in the third period. Leading it 26-7. Weeks, another handoff up the middle to Kipris. And he is able to spin forward for 3 yards. It'll be second down and 7.
Tackled by Tristan Watson of Bandera. Second and 7.
If you guys could see what I'm seeing with Jared of. Fumbling with some hardware here in the press box. I don't think Brad Sham has the same problems that we do, Jared, sometimes. He's got it easy.
Yep.
Second down and 7 now for the Texans. Ball at the Bandera 17-yard line. Weeks is going to roll to his right, looking to the sideline, thrown out there and caught, I believe, by Stover. It's going to be a first down inside the 10-yard line to about the 8. And so it'll be first and goal for the Texans. Nice throw out there by JoJo. He threw it really, had to fire it pretty hard out there to Cade Stover. See if the Texans can punch it in now. Clock now rolls inside of 6 minutes. Left in the third period. Moss Carruthers to the left of JoJo Weeks in the backfield now at running back. He's going to get it right up the middle. Powers his way to the 5, and that's where he's brought down. It'll be second down and goal now.
Second and goal from the 5.
Texans have this strong win to their back. Certainly would love to score here on their first possession of the second half. Stay with us after this game. We'll try to get you some updated scores. Carruthers remains in the game at running back for Wimberley. Weeks looking left, throwing left, and it's caught for a touchdown. Caught, and it's Stover. 5-yard touchdown pass from JoJo Weeks to Stover. And the Texans lead it 32-7. Cade Stover was open in the left flat there. And Weeks put it right on him. Curtis Bingle now will come in to try to add the extra point. Hold is down, and the kick is away, and it's good. 5:01 left to play in the third period. Our score, Wimberley, 33. Check that, Wimberley, 33, and Bandera, 7. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberley Ace Hardware, featuring Wimberley Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and lifestyle division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberleyAce.com.
And by Blanco National Bank, offering banking services including CDs, mortgage, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Online at BlancoBank.com. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender.
Back at Bulldog Stadium, Texans have scored. 33-7 the score, Wimberley over Bandera. Jack Cole going to kick things off for the Texans. Earning your money tonight, Jared.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I think we went off the air there for a minute, guys. I don't know what happened with our little wireless card here, but
here's the kickoff in the meantime, and it's taken back out to the 26-yard line. Sorry, Jared, I interrupted you.
No. They picked the most technically challenged young man to make sure that the technical difficulties were taken care of this evening.
That's
so,
right.
I think we're back on the air, though.
That young man is you? Is that who you're talking about?
Yes. I know how to use my phone, and sometimes not very well. But if anybody is out there listening and either has my cell or, you know, I know that the Donnelly family is out there listening. I got a text message earlier. So,
all right.
If JP, if you're out there listening, send me a message. Let me know if you can hear me or not.
Adams now will turn and give it to Bass right up the middle, looking for some open space and not finding a whole lot. He's able to push it forward a couple of yards. Second down and 8.
Second down. Brought down by number 44.
4:38 left to play in the third period. Next week we're back in Wimberley against Llano. Llano playing Navarro pretty tough tonight. It was 14-0 at halftime. Navarro winning that one. Adams, spread formation, rolls right, looking and throwing, and it's going to be incomplete, trying to hit Shackelford. So it'll be third down now and 9.
All right, JP says we're back.
Well, thank you, JP.
Well, and you know, he informed me yesterday that obviously, my Twitter abilities are not up to par.
Limited.
As well. I believe his wife has been tweeting us, I believe is what it's called. And so
that's great.
we'll give them the old shout out tonight. The seventh grade team, his son Hagen plays on. They won again last night.
Here's Adams now. Oh, he's going to be in big trouble in the backfield and sacked. Trying to get the number, and was that Cockerham? Yep, Cockerham on the sack, and so Bandera will be forced to punt the football away now, and the Texans have really taken control of this one now, Jared.
Yeah, they're really starting to play well. They're starting to click together. The defense is really becoming a team. I'm looking up 4th-15. That's a long way to go against a great Texans defense that's playing very, very good tonight.
Crowder stands at the 50-yard line, so the Texans will have outstanding field position here. Cheshire stands at his own 9 to punt it away. He gets the punt off. It's really a good one against this wind. Crowder gets it at his own 40 and is able to spin forward to the 45 with a late flag coming in. And 98.7% of all kicking plays end with a flag that pertains to an illegal block. I'm going to assume that's what this is.
Man, I am getting all kinds of messages now that that we were off, but we're back on now. So it looks like my mom is listening out there. We've got the Buell family there in Wimberley is listening. Kelsey sent me a message, said that we're back on as well. Mr. Kevin Heckel is listening. So those of you who are listening and sent me a message, thank you very much. You guys who know me already know that I barely can use my phone. So here we go.
Illegal block by Wimberly, so they're going to back this up to the 30-yard line. That's where the Texans will take over. Well, you better be on your best behavior if Mom is listening.
Yes, Mom and Dad listen every night or every Friday. They listen, and, you know, it's a you got to make sure that you say the right things when Mom and Dad
yes.
listen. You don't want to mess that one up, that's
no.
for sure, because,
no.
You know, there is no wrath like the parents' wrath, that's for
no.
sure.
They can probably critique you pretty accurately.
They can. Actually, my mother is the one who tells me I squint all the time, so there it is.
Here's JoJo Weeks now. He'll turn and give it to Kipperus, who's popped. Near the line of scrimmage. In fact, he lost a couple back to the 28-yard line. It'll be second down and 12. Haven't seen David Masur at quarterback here tonight, but he has definitely been playing defense.
Yeah, we've seen him make a big mark tonight on defense. We
yeah.
saw earlier that big sack, and he's had numerous tackles. Unfortunately for these Texan players, offensive linemen, defensive backs, we can't call every single one who makes a tackle. Otherwise, we would never be able to talk about the useless things that we do when we can. So, but Davin surely makes his presence known on the defensive side, that's for sure.
Second down and 12 now. Weeks from the shotgun, back to throw. Looking right, looking long right. He's got a man. He's got his man Krebs, I believe, and he dropped it incomplete.
Yeah, and he hit the ground right there thinking, oh, man, another chance and another opportunity to make a big play right there. We saw him make the big one at the half. He hits the ground again right there about the 50-yard line thinking, man, had another chance to make a big play right there. But third and 12 or third and 11 for the Texans here.
Good throw by Weeks, too, again.
You know, he's thrown that deep ball extremely well tonight.
Really,
I mean,
have.
Hadn't seen a whole lot of flutter in his balls, been pretty accurate. So it's been a pretty good evening out of the arm of JoJo.
Well, and obviously Doug Warren is using that wind. I don't know if they've thrown a pass against the wind tonight, but they've certainly thrown a few with it. Actually, they have thrown it against the wind as well. And here is JoJo Weeks, and just as we compliment him, he overthrows his receiver, and it's incomplete, and
yeah.
they'll have to punt. So that's our fault, JoJo.
That's it. That's
Weeks
it. Blame
you.
Blame that one on us. I know his brother JJ's out there listening.
All right.
JJ was trying to listen to the Bernie game last week, and we went off the air for that, you know, about 2 minutes at the end of the game, and my phone rang, and I talked to JJ on the way home, and he said that there was a Bernie-wide blackout. He tried to text 18 people, couldn't get an answer.
Really? How
so,
about that?
He was unhappy about it.
Wyatt Mann stands at his own 15 to punt the ball away for Wimberly, and he gets it away. It's high, pretty short, and it's going to be fumbled, and it's rolling around now near the Bandera 35-yard line. I thought there might have been some contact before the receiver touched the ball.
Yeah, it looked like he got there maybe a smidge early, but no call on it. And,
no call, but they haven't indicated who has the ball, have they?
Oh, I see a flag on the far side now. There
all
it
right,
is.
Far sideline. Meanwhile, the head official is still 20 yards back down this way.
He's making his way down there.
Yeah, that's what that is. No, they're going to – okay. Yeah, that's what – that was catch interference, yep. I believe, against Wimberly. So they'll step this off now. See where Bandera will start this drive, trailing 33-7, 2:21 left to play in the third period. You got to time that thing just right when you're running down there on those punts, and look like the Texans got him a tad early. Putting it down at the Wimberly 49-yard line. The Bandera offense will take over. Harvey is the running back with Adams in the backfield now. And Adams will give it to him. No, he's going to keep it himself. 45-40, big play, 35. And down to the 37-yard line is Adams. He picked up about 17 yards. First down for Bandera.
Yeah, good run right there. Right back up the middle for Adams.
Adams likes to carry it himself on those option plays. I've noticed that.
He does.
First and 10 at the Texans' 32-yard line. Nobody in the backfield with Adams here. looks to his right to throw it and throws it out right. It's caught to the 25-yard line and brought down at the 22-yard line is Cheshire. It's going to be close to a first down.
Yeah, good drive the Bandera Bulldogs have put together right here.
They're going to call him just short of the down marker, the first down marker, second down and one. Nope, now they're going to wave it and call it the first down. You certainly don't want to measure whatever you do.
We have had one measurement this year, though, so that's a plus.
Ball at the 20, first down and 10 for Bandera. The good thing about not measuring, though, is that the game continues. And that's a good thing. Here's Adams now. He's going to give it to Bess up the middle, and he's got about a yard. It'll be second down and 9.
I got a... I got an email just a minute ago here from a gentleman who is on a board there, Wimberley Youth Sports Association board with me, a treasurer, a gentleman. His son plays football here. Clay Corbett and Brady Corbett are listening from a hunting lodge in Montana.
How about that?
So that's a long ways away. It's I got to say that you guys are probably a little colder than I am tonight.
Yes, I would imagine. Here's Bess now right up the middle. He gets it to the 17-yard line. Pickup of a couple. It'll be third down now and 7. I've been to Wyoming, but not Montana.
I have not been up that far. Detroit, Michigan, I guess, technically is obviously far east of that, but it was pretty cold.
Ball at the 17-yard line. Your twang may have gotten some attention in Detroit, Michigan as the third period comes to an end. Wimberley, 33, Bandera, 7. 12 more minutes of football for you. Stay with us, everybody. You are listening to the Texans on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Wimberley Texan football broadcast comes from Hayes City Store in Driftwood, offering Southern-style cuisine, burgers, and Sunday brunch. Hayes City Store is located 9 miles east of Wimberley at the corner of FM 150 and 3237. More information, including hours of operation and live music schedule, online at HayesCityStoreTX.com.
Support for Wimberley Texan sports broadcasts comes from Cypress Creek Cafe on the square in Wimberley, serving lunch and dinner every day with breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, as well as local live music each weekend starting on Friday night. Information, menu, and full live music calendar at CypressCreekCafe.com.